thank you, Dean Jeffrey, for allowing me to speak this morning on health and safety in the cathedral. There are a number of initiatives and measures that I'd like to share with you this morning for your information. Did you know that the staff and a number of other members of our congregation are trained in CPR? As part of the Safe Church regulation, we took a two-day training course a year and a half ago now, and every year we are take a one-day refresher course so that we're trained in CPR, and that's part of the goal of having one to two people here at each service and at the different cathedral activities who are trained in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, several ushers and staff and several members of the health ministry team. Did you know that we have an AED machine at the back of the cathedral as well? That's an automated external defibrillator, and it's at the very back behind where we serve coffee. The machine's essentially foolproof, and it guides and directs the person using it on how to apply the defibrillator in the event of someone having a heart attack. They can make all the difference between life and death in an emergency. In fact, a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival decreases between 7 and 10% for every minute without a defibrillator. So it's something very important that we do have here for you. The other thing we have, our first aid kits. This is also hanging on the wall at the back where the automatic defibrillator is as well. We keep one in the sacristy, and there are two over in the cathedral hall in the kitchen. One over the sink near the dishwasher. There's a little white box with a red cross on it, and there's a drawer by the pass-through window that has a red cross. So these are filled with bandages, anointments, baby aspirin if someone feels they're having a heart attack, Tylenol. So these are just sort of immediate first aid things. So we have four of them here. As well at the back in the far corner is a little bin with a red cross on it. It has a blanket and a pillow and a manual blood pressure cuff so that if someone does faint or collapse, we can put their head on a pillow, keep them warm, and maybe do a blood pressure as well. So that's here at the back, and we also have one of those in the cathedral hall where we hang our coats. There's a shelf, and there's a bin there with a red cross as well with the same in it. I wanted to mention to you, we're in the flu season now, and I wanted just to remind you of our hand sanitizers. There are ones at each of the west and south doors. As you know, there are two here, and there are two just at the chancel steps. There's one in the sacristy as well, and there's one in the choir room. So we've been using these sanitizers ever since, 2003 or so, when SARS virus first came out, and we've continued to use them. So I just want to remind you about them, especially because we're in the flu season. And you'll notice that anyone who's assisting with Eucharist always comes up and uses the hand sanitizer before we assist Jeffrey or any of the clergy with the administration of communion. There are a number of people who prefer not to take from the chalice, so they will have the dean or whoever the clergy is intinct and dip the host in the wine. The other thing that some people have been talking about is the passing of the peace, especially in the flu season. Some people may not be comfortable actually shaking hands, so just be sensitive to that as well. So in terms of kind of protecting yourself from the flu that's going around, wash your hands frequently with soap and water. If you're using soap and water, they say 20 seconds. If you sing happy birthday full through two times, that's 20 seconds. So if you want to sing happy birthday while you're washing your hands, avoid touching your eyes or your face or your mouth when your hands aren't washed, because again, that's how we transmit the viruses, the flu viruses. If people are sick, stay away from them. And if you are sick, please stay home. As much as we'd love to have you here at worship and cathedral activities, we really don't want your germs. So it's really about common sense, keeping your hands clean, keeping them away from your face. And Jeffrey mentioned in his annual report about us caring for each other as well as our outreach. And that's what all of these measures are about. It's about caring for one another in our community. The last thing I want to mention is I have these health information sheets with me today, and they are something you can put on your fridge. They have your medical history and medication on them, your pharmacy, your physician, You can complete them. There's a magnet on the back. They fold quite nicely up into this little pouch. And if you put it on your fridge and you ever called an ambulance and you were unconscious, all your medical information would be right there for them to see. So I've got those at the back as well. Thank you.